It is Thursday, July 12th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.
With us after a week away or a couple weeks away, Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How was your trip?
It was great. It was beautiful. I went to the Pacific Northwest, which I had never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first 7 days or so, the weather was probably the best you could possibly have imagined, and I was feeling guilty and a little bit gleeful over how nice it was out there than compared to here. However, on the last 2 days in Vancouver, it got hot, especially for Vancouver. Now,
mm-hmm.
granted, for us, it might not have been.
Right.
But yeah, it was sunny. Everybody there was
panicking
yeah. and, you know, slathering on sunscreen. it was wonderful. It was a beautiful part of the country.
Good.
We're at a relatively quiet point right now for Walton Arts Center.
Yeah, we are. There aren't any Walton Arts Center presented events going on right now. There are some with some local groups, like I think we had some high schools had some different concerts in over the last week. And I'm pretty sure that band camp starts up soon, which is something that happens every year with the university. They bring a group in for camp. But no, we are we're all about on sales these days. We're not actually having shows, but we're putting different things on sale. So
That's a
term.
Theater term, on sale.
Yeah,
sales.
Well, it's
okay.
More like a marketing term, okay. I would say. You know, when is the on sale?
I got you.
And so the on sale for Alan Jackson at the AMP will be this Friday.
Okay.
And also we will have another band going on sale next week that I believe Kyle has been searching for confirmation of that
yes,
particular
the rumor,
band.
Yes.
And the rumor is confirmed now. We will have is it Avett or Avett?
Avett.
Avett. We'll have the Avett brothers in October, and they will go on sale next Friday. So it is true. It is coming. Very excited for that group to come. But we also have something really fun happening with the Walton Arts Center season on Saturday. We're going to be doing, I think it is our fourth annual summer Broadway sale. So we're going to be offering a very limited amount of half-price Broadway subscriptions. Now, this is a pretty crazy thing that we do, and generally the Broadway companies sort of are shocked with us when we present this to them. But it's something we've done for four years now, and it's really popular. We take a very specific number of seats in a specific section of the house on a specific night of the week during a Broadway run, and we offer those at half price. So this year we'll be offering the Wednesday evening performance of the Broadway series in the balcony towards the back of the house at a half price deal. So that means you can get six Broadway shows. I'm gonna botch the numbers, but it's somewhere in the $120 to $150 mm-hmm. range for six shows over the course of the year.
That's
total.
One ticket.
That would be one subscription.
One subscription is what
yeah.
I'm saying. Yes,
yeah.
One ticket for the six shows.
Correct.
Everyone should be thoroughly confused by now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's totally confusing.
You can do this online and all
no,
that?
No, actually, this is one of those ones that you have to come down to the box office and do. And we actually have it in two different locations. It starts at 8:30 on Saturday morning. We'll have it at the Walton Arts Center box office.
Okay.
And we will also be at the Bentonville Farmers Market. So if you're on either side of Washington or Benton County, you can find your way to a location that's hopefully closer to you. So we'll be here. Down in Fayetteville at 8:30, and then we'll be on a booth on the farmers market in Bentonville. Both start at 8:30. There's a very limited number of subscriptions. There's only 125 per location, so we urge people to get there early if they want to get in. And then you'll be set up for a year's worth of entertainment at a really good price.
You mentioned on sales.
Mm-hmm.
For acts that are going to be at the AMP.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some things coming up within the next 5 weeks or so at the AMP, right?
Yes, we have we have Miranda Lambert on the 17th. That's on sale already. And then we also have Pat Benatar mm-hmm. on the 19th. Those are on sale now, so you don't have to wait for those to
okay.
appear. But those are all available on our website. But yeah, so those are sort of our next little pocket of shows will be that weekend in August, where we'll have Miranda Lambert on the 17th. We'll have the Second City at Walton Arts Center mm-hmm. on the 18th. And then we'll have Pat Benatar at the AMP on the 19th.
And the AMP will be all back in
yes.
good shape.
Yes.
Took some damage last Saturday.
Yeah, we We had some pretty serious damage actually out there on Saturday. Luckily, there was no one there, so there were no injuries or anything, which was fantastic. But the tent where the smaller concerts have taken place at the Amp did sustain quite a bit of damage. In fact, we don't think it's going to be salvageable, so we will have to figure out a new solution for that. But the Miranda Lambert concert was scheduled to be like Luke Bryan and Hank Williams Jr., which was on the big stage out in the field. So there was no damage to anything related to that. So that will be ready to go. And lots of people out there working right now trying to figure out how to clean it up, how to get it fixed, and how to get us back up and running for the second half of the year. But we should be able to. And the good news, you know, this happened when we had a bit of a lull in terms of shows.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it's going to happen, I guess that was
good time,
the best time to
not
happen.
A good time, but a more appropriate time for it to happen than, you know, 2 days before a major concert. So,
All right. Thank you.
WaltonArtsCenter.org. Right. Sorry, I forgot to do this last time. WaltonArtsCenter.org and 443-5600 for tickets. Mm-hmm. And the box office is also open. Reminder that parking is free until 2 o'clock on Dixon Street. So you can come on down and visit us.
All right, Jody. Thank you.
Thanks.
Jody Beznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.